Mike Tadubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the precious, wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. O beloved, how wonderful it is to know the Lord Jesus Christ, to taste and see that the Lord is good. And it's our privilege to be able to come to you today through means of radio and share with you the truth of God's Word. And we're delighted that you've joined us for this few moments of fellowship in the Word of God. We've been discussing previously in the past few broadcasts, we've talked about our being a child of God through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, accepting the fact He died for our sins, was buried, and arose from the grave. And we've been talking about the wordless book and how an individual can open their heart and invite the Lord Jesus Christ to come in. And then we've been discussing how that the next step after salvation is to follow the Lord in water baptism. Now, water baptism is a picture of the event when we accepted Christ as Savior and invited Him into our life. And we find this to be true in the book of Romans, chapter 6. If you'll turn with me there to Romans, chapter 6, and there we see baptism being mentioned and being considered and thought about here in the book of Romans, chapter 6. And in he's speaking about sin and our no longer walking in sin and yielding to sin and allowing sin to be dominant and controlling in our lives, but that through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and the indwelling Holy Spirit of God, we as a child of God can walk in victory and live to the glory, honor, and praise of the Lord Jesus. And then in verse 3 he says, Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. Now, baptism pictures death, burial, and resurrection. Verse 4 says, Therefore we are buried with Christ by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. And so baptism pictures the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And verse 5 says, For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. When you plant something, you cover it up. You put it under the ground, you cover it up. And then as it begins to grow and produce, it comes up through the ground and becomes whatever the type plant or seed was that was planted. And so he's using these illustrations to help us understand that water baptism pictures our dying to the old life of sin, our being buried with Christ, and our coming forth to walk in newness of life. And verse 10 and 11 says, For in that he died, speaking of Christ, he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so baptism is a literal physical act whereby we are identifying ourselves and giving a witness to the fact that I believe Christ died for my sin, that he was buried, and that he arose from the grave, which is what the gospel is, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, there's also a spiritual baptism, which 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 12 speaks of, for as the body is one, and hath many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized, are immersed into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. So when we accept Christ as Savior, the Holy Spirit of God is the one who moves into our spirit, according to the book of Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14, speaks of the Holy Spirit becoming the seal, or God's guarantee of our salvation. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20 tells us what? Know ye not, in Paul's writing to believers at the church at Corinth, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which ye have of God, and you're not your own, for you're bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. And so when we accept Jesus as Savior, we become a part of the family of God. We're immersed into the body of Christ. That is the body of believers. Christ is the head. And he uses that illustration to illustrate how that we become a part of the body of believers, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, through spiritual immersion of the Holy Spirit into the body of believers, and through water baptism, picturing our identification with Christ and our obedience to him. Now, over in the book of Colossians, chapter 2, and verse 12, we read these words also, buried with him, speaking of Christ. If you read the scripture above that, it has the word Christ, buried with Christ in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God who hath raised him from the dead. And so we see again, water baptism pictures our burial, our dying to sin, by faith in Jesus Christ, accepting him as Savior. He became our substitute. He died in my place. He was buried in my place. He arose from the grave in my place, offering and guaranteeing salvation, forgiveness of sin, and eternal life to the individual who will put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ as Savior. And so, it's clear that all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We previously discussed that in Romans 3:23, and that we need forgiveness for sin. Romans 5:12 tells us, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. And so we're born with that sin nature, and that's why we need a Savior. I couldn't die for your sins because I was a sinner. You couldn't die for my sins because you're a sinner. But Jesus Christ, who was sinless and knew no sin, 2 Corinthians 5:21 tells us that God made Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ, through accepting him as our personal Savior. Now, perhaps you're listening today, or perhaps you're hearing the broadcast over the Internet, and you have never yet put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. You can do that right now, beloved, by understanding that all have sinned, you're a sinner, and that the wages of sin is death. There's two kinds of death. There's physical death, but there's spiritual death, which is eternal separation from God. And Ephesians chapter 2 tells us that we're all born dead in trespasses and in sin spiritually. And it's in our spirit where we get our true identity. Remember, we're told over in 1 Thessalonians that man is a triune being with a spirit, a soul, and a body. And in the book of Genesis, the first book of the Bible, Genesis, we're told in chapter 1 and verse 26, where God said, "Let us make man in our image after our likeness." And God is triune. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and yet God is one. And it's a mystery that's hard for us to understand, the Trinity. But over in Matthew 28, 19 and 20, we were told, baptizing those who put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, in the Trinity, in the name of the Trinity. And it's a singular word, the word name there in Matthew 28, 19 and 20. It's a singular word. It doesn't say names plural, but in the name. That's the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He is triune, and yet our God is one. It's a beautiful mystery, beloved. The natural mind has a hard time comprehending and understanding these truths, but it's a glorious fact. And Christ is the way of salvation, forgiveness, and eternal life. And that's why he left heaven in all of its glory, took upon himself physical form, so he could walk here upon earth and reveal God's love to man in a way that we could comprehend and understand it. I've told you before about when I was a boy growing up in West Texas, how that I'd walk up to a big red ant bed, and my stepping up there would shake the ground, and the ants would feel the vibration and would run around, and I would say to them, "It's okay, I'm not going to hurt you," but my voice sounded like thunder to them, and the only way that I could have communicated with them was if I could have become an ant and told them and communicated with them that way, so they would understand that I wasn't going to hurt them. Well, that's what God did. He took on human form through the Lord Jesus Christ, walked upon the earth for 33.5 years ago, as history itself tells us, gave his life to die in your place and in mine, and in the mind of God, he was dying for you, and he was dying for me. So I trust you've opened your heart and invited Christ in as your Savior. Till next time. Goodbye.